Kokomo, Z925-807. It's Jessica and Ben.
And we are live on Facebook Live thanks to our friends over at Sam's Club. We're making some fair food this morning. It is called the Zesty PB&J Sausage. What do you think? Just by the title, do you think this sounds good?
I think it sounds delicious.
All right. Well, let's certainly find that out. So we had somebody come out to the fair last night and say that they love when Chefsica makes an appearance on the show. So welcome back, Chefsica.
Thank you.
All right. Let's go ahead and get started with this Zesty PB&J sausage here. Okay, so first we're gonna need some hot dog buns or a hot dog bun.
Just one bun?
Just one bun.
Just one bun, okay.
One bun.
One bun.
One bun's plenty.
One bun and done.
One bun and done. All right, so we'll go ahead and grab the one bun.
Got it, one bun.
Got one bun. We're going to go ahead and open it up, and we're going to go ahead and get started with the PB&J action. We can take the sausage on it for, yeah. It would have really helped if I had grabbed a knife. Do you happen to have one?
No, but I have chopsticks.
Chopsticks work great. Man, it really would have been helpful if I had grabbed some appropriate instruments.
It would have been, but
but hey,
we'll
made
it
work this morning. That's right. Chefsica always makes it work. So go ahead and grab the peanut butter and spread some on the zesty sausage there. There you go. You're making it work this morning. I'm proud of you for being so innovative. Sorry, I forgot the knife.
Miss Guyver.
Miss Guyver. Yes, I like that. Perfect. Okay. So that is probably plenty of peanut butter, unless you are some. Do you, when you make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, typically, do you go for like a ton of peanut butter?
I like equal parts jelly and peanut butter.
See, that's, I think, the way that it should be. But I don't discriminate against people who put like a ton of peanut butter on there.
Just makes it hard to swallow it.
It does. Well, because it's like you can't like chew it. Your mouth, it's like your mouth is in quicksand.
Yes, it is.
All right. So we've got the peanut butter on there. The next step is going to get some jelly action going. So let's go ahead and get some jelly rolling. How's the chopstick working, by the way?
Not as good as a regular knife.
Not as good, but you know what? If in a pinch, if you don't have a knife, chopsticks will work just fine. It'll work just fine. Perfect. Cool. So we've got the jelly on there. We're going to go ahead and give that a good spread. The more that I see this, the more that I'm thinking not good thoughts about this.
I think it's going to taste good.
I think it's going to be great. You're right, too. Just got to stay optimistic. Got to stay positive.
All right, what's next?
Okay, so the last thing we're going to do is going to take some cayenne pepper. Going to sprinkle that on there.
Oh, it's organic.
I don't know that I would say quite so liberally, but we'll do however much that Chefsica says is a good amount. Oh, that's probably plenty.
Little goes a long way.
Little goes a long way with the cayenne pepper. Okay. We're going to close that bad boy up, and we're going to go ahead and take a bite. Chefsica is going right in for it first. Let's give her a second to chew things up and just to kind of analyze this in her mouth here to be able to decide if this is any good.
Yeah, it's tasty.
You like it?
Yeah, I don't,
right,
I don't mind it.
So give me a flavor profile here. What are you thinking?
I think it tastes like a peanut butter, jelly, hot dog. I can't taste any of the cayenne, though, so I should probably put more on for you to taste.
Oh, okay. So, well, go ahead and add some more if you would like.
Don't worry, I wash my hands.
Just go ahead and put it on the back side there, because that's the part that I'm going to take a bite on. There you go.
You don't want to bite on my bite?
No, that's all right.
That's all right.
All right, there we go. Perfect.
All right, Buster.
Dean Hogney says, another hot dog concoction 2 weeks in a row. Well, hey, you know, it's summertime, and that's what we're all about. It's not hot dogs, though. It's a bratwurst. All right.
That's a hot dog.
This is a bratwurst. It's a beef bratwurst.
Poor man's bratwurst.
Well, it may not have been the best kind that I could have gotten, but you know, when I do the shopping,
Kathy said, gross. Don't worry, Kathy, it wasn't as bad as we thought. Yours is going to be a little bit hotter because I did put a little more cayenne.
Here we go. Let's do this.
Taste test. I don't want you to like start coughing because it's so spicy. What do you think? Can't taste it?
No.
What do you think? Tastes like peanut butter, jelly, and a hot dog, right? That bun is good, though.
I tell you,
nice.
This is excellent.
It's good.
I give it my boom, stamp of approval.
Is that what that was? Your
okay,
boom,
now the cayenne
stamp of approval
coming in. I would say the first thing that you get is a wave of some peanut butter.
Right.
Then the jelly kind of sneaks its way in. You get a little bit of it does. Maybe I did. Maybe it was a hot dog.
Yeah.
You do get some hot dog flavor going in, and then the cayenne pepper kind of makes an appearance at the very end. But really solid food. I highly recommend.
What are we calling this one?
So it's the Zesty PB&J Sausage. You can try that in like the Missouri County Fair.
That's all right. Or you can try it at home.
Or you can make it at home.
If you make one at home, you have to take pictures or share the video with us, and we'll check it out for sure. It's 8:12 Wednesday morning. Big thanks to our friends at Sam's Club.